Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life.
Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, we're breaking down a powerful and often misunderstood truth. Why women initiate divorce. And this isn't about blame, it's about clarity. So the question is, why do women, or is it even true? So I think in a lot of cases, and this is based on years and years of talking to hundreds, thousands, that they recognize that they are not in a good situation, happy situation, one that is really serving them or their children. Part of that, they're like, but my husband seems fine and a little more complacent. And so I think it's that women, they get fed up sooner with a situation that's not good. And in a lot of those cases, the men are just like, for many reasons, they're just not motivated to go act. And I think, you know, we see a lot of cases where when the man files and is motivated to act, very often, not 100% of the time, it has to do with their new romantic interest. Or has to do with the fact that maybe the wife has done something so egregious that they can't stay with him. Like the wife has cheated. So are more often the scenarios when you see the man filing more often. Or it depends, like if they know if their wife has said, I want a divorce, I'm filing. Then maybe it's a competition, well, I'm going to go beat him to it. So those are my observations from years of doing it. But also, I think we do see in articles and things that are written is that women have more financial independence than ever, and they're no longer wishing to be happy. And so they may have stuck it out for years. If you read any of the articles on gray divorce, women, you know, getting divorced after 50 or 60, it's because they're like, all right, I have given over half my life to my husband, my family. The kids are now gone. My husband is the same, and I don't want to spend the remainder of my life with the same person who is not willing to change, not willing to work on it, or even if they are, the decision in their head far ahead of communicating that to their spouse. So, you know, the spouse is a little bit at a disadvantage because you've worked it all through and you have dealt with this for years and you know what you're doing. They're just hearing it for the first time. And also, I feel like, and when you'll recognize this, you know, the men, they have no clue, right? And because they're not willing to see what is right in front of them and just thinking, oh, well. So I do think that happens to a lot of us. And oftentimes, I think, especially if you've ever been in a situation when things are always happening in our lives. You know, if you have, say, if you lose a parent, a good friend close to you, you know, you then are experiencing the fragility of life. How grateful we should be and how willing we should be to make everything the best, and that life really is short and it's a gift. You don't know how long you've got. So then you make that decision and you're like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not staying in this relationship. And you know, for many women, I think, you know, it's like asking themselves this question. Are you feeling more like a roommate than a partner? Who's carrying the emotional and logistic weight in your home? If you're doing it all and you are not feeling as though you have a partner who is taking some of this for you, that can be extremely lonely. And being lonely in a relationship is far worse than just being alone, because it's different. And when someone is there, but you're like, we are not connected. We are not doing this together. And women, you know, are not only raising kids and working, they're also managing everyone else's emotions, schedules, and needs. And that goes on for quite some time. Even after your kids have left home and are in college, you know, the law may recognize them as adults at 18, but we, as mothers, no, they're not. And we're still providing a lot of emotional support and logistics and financial. So it just doesn't just end when the kids leave for college. And men generally have no idea. They have no idea how much we do every single day for them, for the kids, and the pets, the house. There's so much to be done. And, you know, I will say, I think we have to voice where we need help, and we do have to ask for that participation. But I know that many women do, and they don't get it. So, or even if you're not working outside the home, and they are, it's still too much. It's more than a one-person job. So I think that's where that resentment slowly builds. And with that resentment also builds a separation because you're living two different lives. And you're experiencing your life, even though it's shared, but it's not. You have completely... For any of our listeners who may have questions about or who are going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 161, The Untold Stories of Women Who Changed Divorce Forever. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.